without hesitation, without deviation, and without repeating themselves in any way at all. If they can do that, they will gain points, and the others may challenge them if they think they are guilty of not doing it. This is the way we play, and I think the rest will become apparent as we continue. And Kenneth Williams, we'd like you to begin this week. The subject is policemen. Can you talk on that subject for 60 seconds, starting now?
Well, quite recently, one of them came up to me and said, "Here, say something funny." And I couldn't think of anything even remotely comical at that particular period. But I went later to a banquet given by 400 policemen, H Division actually, and was asked to make a speech. I got up there and I said to them, I said, "The mask of tragedy and the mask of comedy are but one."
Derek Nimmer, why do you charge?
Two masks,
yes. I quite agree. It was a repetition.
Oh, you're a fool yourself.
But I agree with your challenge, Derek, so that means you gain a point and you take over the subject with 31 seconds for policemen, starting now.
Well, like Kenneth Williams, I too enjoyed police balls. I went to one...
Clement Foy, why have you challenged?
Repetition.
But I agree with the challenge, you gain a point and you take over the subject... With 28 seconds left, policeman starting now.
On my way to the studio this evening, I came through Hyde Park, and a policeman came up to me by most belligerently
Kenneth Williams
ramming his knuckles against the window of my car.
Kenneth Williams
and I
has
stopped
challenged
and
you.
I said, "Take your..."
It was a hesitation. So, Kenneth, I agree with the hesitation, and you take a point, and there are 21 seconds left for policemen starting now.
Policemen can be extremely useful in a ticklish situation, and when I was apprehended once by a dreadful lout, I called for the aforesaid mentioned dignitary.
Amy McDonald, why have you challenged?
Deviation. You're talking about louts now.
Yes, I didn't say anything of the kind.
You did say about a lout?
Yes. Well, that's apropos of calling the policeman. I started off by saying how
it's
useful they are.
Go on about him being a lout.
Oh, yes. You can't have that. For the lady person.
You don't want to be so underlamped.
Why, perhaps I should go into perjury or something.
Well, so, Amy, you have gained your first point, and you have 6 seconds left for policemen starting now.
Policemen are usually very tall and masculine. They wear navy blue uniforms.
Well, the whistle going there tells us that 60 seconds is up, and whoever is speaking when the whistle goes gains an extra point. On this occasion, it was Amy McDonald. You'll never believe the subject that's coming up for the next round. It's called rubbish. Amy, will you try and talk on the subject of rubbish for 60 seconds, starting now?
There are very different forms of rubbish. One is the sort of rubbish that one puts in one's garbage can. There's another sort of rubbish, which is what one talks sometimes. A lot of people talk rubbish. Politicians, Derek Nimmer, Clement Freud.
Derek Nimmer, you challenge.
Deviation. I talk very good sense.
You don't talk very good rubbish as well. So Amy McDonald has another point in 42 seconds. To continue with rubbish, starting now.
I always seem to have an awful lot of rubbish because I collect a lot of things. And once in a while, I have a great big clearing out session in which I throw out all my rubbish. I usually have collected by this time a great deal, i.e. old letters,
Clement Freud, you challenged.
Hesitation.
So, Clement, I agree this time. You have a point, and there are 21 seconds left for rubbish, starting now.
Some time ago in the City of London, there was a strike of refuse collectors, as a result of which we had one of the finest assemblies of tin cans, cardboard boxes, old pieces of toast, new...
Hesitation. Kenneth, you take over the subject of rubbish with 7 seconds left, starting now.
We were all reminded during the recent strike what wonderful men
Clement Freud,
people
why don't
are,
you challenge?
And I think we should pay tribute.
You've been challenged, Kenneth.
Tribute to the greatness.
Clement, why did you challenge?
Deviation.
And the people that why go down sewers.
Why did you challenge?
The strike was not recent.
To some people, recent means last week. To others, it means last month or even the month before. Therefore, Kenneth, I agree with you. You have another point, and there are 3 seconds left for rubbish starting now.
Those noble dustmen, I salute them. Even as they come round the corner, I cry out, lovely lad! Good for you, lad!
He's still going. I never know anybody going out with a whistle for such a long time. But, Kenneth, you have got the lead.
Oh,
now.
Lovely. Oh,
a very definite lead at the end of that round. But, Derek Nimmo, it is your turn to begin the next round. Hummingbirds. Will you talk on that subject for just a minute, starting now?
Well, I was going through Jesmond Dean in Newcastle some 3.5 weeks ago. It was a Thursday afternoon, round about 3:30. And all of a sudden, over a convent wall, I heard a droning sound. I looked over this aforesaid piece of stonework, and there I saw a collection of convent girls all in a circle and going, very short ones, they wouldn't be repetitious, you see. And then I said, what are you doing, little ladies?
Amy MacDonald, you've challenged. Why?
Deviation. Well, he hasn't actually said hummingbirds yet, has he?
Oh, but I think he's made it quite clear to us that those little girls in there were hummingbirds. You see, as you're a very pretty little bird yourself, Amy, you don't realise that that's how we chaps talk about girls. So, Derek Nimmo has another point, and there are 33 seconds left for hummingbirds starting now.
Well, the first time I ever met one, I went into a dance hall in Liverpool, the Grafton Rooms. I went over to this very pretty woman sitting inside, and I said, excuse me, could I have the pleasure of this dance? She said, no, ask me, Mace, I'm sweating. And I must say, she was very quite the hummiest bird that I've ever met. And then after that, I went to the tropics of Africa, and there I saw a lovely flight in the sky of little tiny birds coming towards me, and I thought, oh, I know what they are! They are! I know! Hummingbirds! My goodness, what a thrill! And I snapped away!
Well, that is the first time for quite a time that somebody who has started with the subject, in spite of interruptions, has also finished with it, which Derek Nimmo did just then. Congratulations, Derek. You have another 2 points for that round. And your hummingbird, certainly, you kept going marvellously with the audience laughter, too. But you're only in second place, alas, at the end of that round. Kenneth is still in the lead. Clement Freud, will you begin the next round? My fans. Will you talk about them? 60 seconds, starting now.
My fans are numerous. There is, to begin with, a Mrs. Johnson, who lives at 14 Railway Cottages, Burnley, and also Miss Violet.
Derek, you're challenged.
Hesitation, because yes. He can't remember Violet's son.
I don't think he can remember his fan.
That's right.
Completely dried up after Violet. So there we are. 47 seconds, Derek, for my fans starting now.
Well, I have a most wonderful collection of fans, actually. I keep them in a glass case in my dining room. Some of them are Chinese ones, which are made some with feathers, really. I've got a lovely peacock feathered fan, which is rather the pride of my
Clement, collection. Why have you challenged?
The feathers.
Peacock feathered fan.
We had a repetition of feathers.
I don't remember it.
Oh, I do. Yes.
Rubbish. Absolute rubbish.
Clement Freud's family says yes. What do the rest of the audience say? Have we had a repetition of feathers? If you agree, will you cheer? If you disagree, will you boo? And will you all do it together now? We have not had a repetition.
You wait.
They will have to wait. 37 seconds, Derek, for you to continue with my fans, starting now.
Well, there is also a lady.
Kenneth Williams, why
hesitation.
Hesitation, Kenneth, I agree. You take over the subject of my fans. 35 seconds, starting now.
I'm made of rice paper, and in moments of great heat or passion, I frequently move them agitatedly so as to create a sort of breeze or EO or zephyr, as some people call them. Ardour.
Ardour. Clement Freud.
I'm always fanning me
ardour, you think. Clement Freud challenged you before that.
A repetition of ha. He went ha 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 ha.
a very clever challenge, yes, you. So, Clement, I quite agree, and even clever way of challenging them, hesitation. 18 seconds left, Clement. My fans starting now.
Many of them write to me, often on envelopes which have no stamps, which means that I have to pay an extra 8 pence, in some cases 10 pence, in order to receive such communications as they
Derek,
have.
Derek, why have you challenged?
Yes, I can't believe they're fans if they write to me without putting stamps.
I can if they're Clement Freud's fans. So Clement Freud has another point, and there are 7 seconds left, my fans, starting now.
You are absolutely my favourite chap, is the usual beginning, although there are some that start, Dear Mr. Freud.
Clement Freud was speaking when the whistle went, then he gains an extra point. It's a very interesting situation. Now, the three men are equal in the lead, and Amy is only just a little way behind the chaps. Kenneth, will you begin the next round? My best points. Were they the ones you were fanning in the last round? Anyway, will you talk about them for just a minute, if you can, starting now?
I very nearly wasn't able to because you practically took the words out of my mouth. But the nose has been likened to the Blackwall Tunnel, and the neck to a swan, later in actual fact, and the lips are generous to a fault. I've had that said to me. What an orifice. I've had that. They said. And the resonance, of course, you will note that the voice has this mellifluous carrying quality. Oh, it floats upon the ear like the sweet south that breathes upon a bank of violet, stealing and giving odor. Oh, I almost stun myself sometimes with the talent, with the listing of your good points, you see. And I think it's a good...
Amy McDonald, why have you challenged?
Repetition.
What?
Well, he's going on about himself all the time.
You never put it better, Amy. He really is going on about himself. But as it's his best, my best points in the subject, I think he's entitled to go on for once. So, Kenneth, I will let you continue to go on about yourself. And there were 14 seconds left, starting now.
Well, it was suggested I dye my hair, because somebody said, that's not one of your best points, I can tell you. But I thought, no, weekly I'd have to be coping with the chemicals, and the roots would probably go rotten. I had seen somebody else, and they went green.
Well, once again in this... Control yourself, Kenneth.
Have I leapt in?
Yes. Beg your pardon.
In the lead.
Oh, yes, I see what you mean. Yes, you definitely leapt into the lead.
Oh, I hope I can sustain it.
You have a 2-point lead.
Oh,
over
good.
All the others. Amy McDonald, will you begin the next round? Kenneth has just told us one of his best points was not his hair. Undoubtedly, yours is, and that is the subject on the card, hair. Will you talk about that for just a minute, starting now?
Well, there are many different types of hair. Some is long, some short, some is thick, some is thin. Derek Nimble has brown hair. I've got blonde hair. Kenneth Williams has got mousy hair.
I must explain to listeners a Clement Freud challenge just before Amy McDonald got a description of his hair. And why do you challenge?
That was only one of the points.
Have you any others, very quickly?
A repetition of hair.
Yes, we did have too much. You can mention the subject on the card, Amy, but not more than about 3 times. I mean, you know, 33 is a bit going it, isn't it? 45 seconds left for hair, Clement, starting now.
I used to have an abundant growth of hair. It was luscious, luxuriant, and covered right down towards a widow's peak. Shut up.
Derek Nimmer, why do you challenge?
Shut up, DBA.
You're absolutely right, but I will score no points on that round because I think that Clement was put off by Kenneth's actions. So we continue with Clement. 30 seconds left, hair starting now.
When I was a small boy, it was fair, and it gradually grew darker until, in the end, it fell away. And I decided, in view of the fact that it was a necessary commodity, to allow it to continue to bud all over my face, cover my chin and my upper lip, which in common parlance is known as a beard and a moustache and sideboards, which I now sport, to the general satisfaction of my entire family, who would in fact have me more...
Clement Freud was speaking with us when he gains an extra point, and he's now in the lead alongside Kenneth Williams. Clement Freud, it's your turn to begin, and the subject is getting up in the morning. Can you talk for just a minute on that, starting now?
Getting up in the morning is a fairly easy thing to do, especially if Amy McDonald is trailing. What you do is you listen to the alarm clock, and when it finally finishes chirping, you brush the aforementioned female member of the panel.
Yes, I quite agree. We're getting a bit troubled by Amy McDonald's thoughts she'd created, I think, at the beginning. So, Kenneth, I agree with you. You have a point, and you have 42 seconds left for getting up in the morning, starting now.
You rise in the early morn, the wing of the clarity in the Nilo, to burn that very quick attention, increase the sparkles to the west, for Ulysses, come in here, German Lord, and pass by safely.
So, you never, why have you challenged?
Well, the subject is getting up in the morning and not rubbish. Deviation.
Yes, I agree. This is rubbish. So, Derek, you have a point, and there are 36 seconds left for getting up in the morning, starting now.
Of course, I get up with the lark. When that little bird sings...
Kenneth Williams, why have you challenged?
It deviates.
Why?
It's nothing to do. He couldn't possibly get up with a lark.
I quite agree. It's a wonderful picture of Derek trying to get up with a lark. So, I think it's such a delightful challenge. I must give you a point, Kenneth, and say there are 34 seconds left for getting up in the morning, starting now.
The best way to do this is fill your heart with hope, which, as Byron says, always shows a white sail on a snowy sea.
Derek, why do you challenge?
It's a poetry recital, deviation.
He's talking about that nap, dear.
The poetry, it may be a poetry recital, but there's nothing in the rules which says you can't speak poetry.
No, there isn't, you see.
Kenneth has a point, and he continued the subject. 26 seconds, starting now.
Off with the pyjamas, and into the bath, and the tingling...
Derek, why have you challenged?
He's up.
In fairness, Derek, I will give it to you, because one has to give the benefit of the doubt occasionally, and this time it must come your way, and the audience obviously agree. 22 seconds left, getting up in the morning, starting now.
I lie there with my head on the pillow, and I think, is it time?
Clement, why have you challenged?
He's down.
win a point for being down. Clement Freud has a point. And there are 20 seconds left, starting now.
I raise my head slowly before slipping my legs over the side of the bed and gently pulling down my pyjama trousers. Then pushing up...
Derek Nimmer, why do you challenge?
Phil?
Absolute Phil. No excuse. Not getting up.
I wear a kilt under my pyjama trousers.
Be devious.
But it wouldn't be Phil.
I agree. I have to say, within the rules of the game, the Clement Freud has another point, and there are 8 seconds left for getting up in the morning, starting now.
The small tea-making machine ticks away while I'm in the process of rising from the sheets and pillows, blankets...
At the end of that hilarious round, Kenneth Williams and Clement Freud are equal in the lead, and Derek is just 1 point behind. And Amy's still in much the same position as she was before, but we are expecting great things now, Amy. A fur tippet is the subject, and Kenneth, it's your turn to begin. 60 seconds, starting now.
This is something I believe the late Nellie Wallace made famous. She wore this thing round her neck. I think they are very attractive myself.
But, of course, that's considered out of fashion in this...
Clement Freud, why do you challenge?
I couldn't hear it.
You're not the only one. I couldn't hear it either. But you can't challenge for that, so I suppose Kenneth has another point.
It's repetition. I couldn't hear any of it.
He was definitely making a noise, so you cannot challenge for repetition.
It was a repetitious, unhearable noise.
No, you said you couldn't hear it, so you're challenging for repetition of silence. So therefore, Kenneth must logically have a point. Whether it's fair or not, I don't know, but it's logical. So Kenneth has a point, and there are 45 seconds left for a fur tippet starting now.
A fur tippet really should be discussed by a lady or a couturier, put it that way, and not by a man. A man is hardly...
Clement, why have you challenged?
I said a man twice.
And Clement Freud challenged?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I've got the buzzers wrong, have I? Amy McDonald, you challenged, did you?
Right.
Oh, did, was that right? Did they? Oh, Amy, I'm so sorry, the buzzers, ladies and gentlemen, listeners. Slight difference. I have a lot of buzzers here. Amy MacDonald, I'm delighted to know that you challenged for Repetition of Man.
Oh, I did.
Yes. Well done, Amy. Well done. A very clever challenge. You were very observant. You got in very quickly that time. Now, Amy, the subject is the fur tippet, and there are 37 seconds left, starting now.
Well, if I was the fur tippet, I'd like to be put on a very expensive coat. There I would lie across the shoulders in all my glory. And I would entice all the ladies walking down the street and looking at me through the shop window to come in and buy me. And I would have a very good home, and I would be worn such a lot with tremendous aplomb, and I...
Derek, why have you challenged?
Yes, she's not a fur tippet.
But she did establish right at the beginning, if I was a fur tippet, this is what you'd do. Was it fun?
Gives her a point.
Yes, indeed. Oh, how gallant these fellows are. Gallant, did I say? Well, they're also gallant and gallant. So, Amy, you ready to start, Amy? Sure. Well, I'll give you the word. There are 11 seconds left. Fur tippet starting now.
Well, if I wasn't a fur tippet, then I would like to be a fur coat. Because then I could put a fur tippet...
challenge. Derry came in far too quickly then. Very unfair. Very unfair. Because Amy was going to say that if she was a fur coat, she'd have a fur tippet on it. So there.
Ah, of course.
So, Amy, you have 4 seconds left for a fur tippet starting now.
So, if I was this fur coat, you see, and I had this lovely...
Clemmer, why have you challenged?
Oh, repetition.
I haven't given her a point yet.
Well, then, like, it's... You've certainly given her one now with that disastrous challenge. So, Amy, you have another point. There are 2 seconds, 1 second left for a fur tippet starting now. As Amy was speaking, as the whistle went, she gained yet another point. And I'm afraid that is the end, not only of the round, but also of this particular edition of Just a Minute. Amy MacDonald leapt up from fourth place into, believe it or not, second place, alongside Derek Nimmo, and they are both equal in second place. Now, and they are both in second place because for the first time we have 2 winners and only 2 points ahead of these two were a lovely couple. The inseparable couple on my right, whose romance has blossomed, gone through trials and tribulations, until on this particular edition of Just a Minute, they have come out hand in hand together, winners. With 2 points lead over the others. Congratulations to our joint winners.
Thank you.
I'm sorry that's all we have time for, because we, once again, have really enjoyed playing Just a Minute. We do hope that you've enjoyed listening to it. Goodbye from us all. Goodbye. The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by Simon Brett.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.